The World Cup qualification was on the line for several teams playing around the world over the past week. The U.S. men's team was already home free, or rather already assured of a trip to Brazil next summer. But Tuesday's dramatic match in Panama City had serious consequences for Panama and for one other side that has not been on particularly good terms with the U.S. men's team since, well, Grant Wall, since forever?
Since forever, essentially, Bill, or at least since the U.S. started beating Mexico in recent years. When you go to games in Mexico, the U.S. national anthem gets booed heartily before every game.
Panama had a lot at stake on Tuesday night. A win would have earned them a playoff series with New Zealand, with a World Cup berth at stake. Panama led by a goal going into extra time. What happened?
You had this bizarre situation where Mexico needed help from the United States, its arch rival. They needed the U.S. to score a goal late in that game. And that's exactly what happened, Bill. And the U.S., Graham Zusi scores in the second minute of stoppage time, which saved Mexico and allowed them to have a chance to qualify still for the World Cup.
What have you heard about how Mexican fans and the Mexican players responded to the U.S. win, which, of course, as you say, put Mexico in a position to book a trip to Brazil, assuming they can knock off New Zealand?
Well, that's about the most humiliating thing that can happen to a Mexican player, to have to rely on the skill of the United States to save them from World Cup elimination. It's almost as bad as losing to the United States in the 2002 World Cup like Mexico did. And the TV Azteca announcer in Mexico had this remarkable tirade against the Mexican players.
Well, actually, we have the opportunity now to listen to a little bit of that Azteca announcer.
Es Estados Unidos, no ustedes, no ustedes y su soberbia, no ustedes y su infamia, no ustedes y sus petardos.
First, in English, he was saying things like, God bless America, thank you, Uncle Sam. And then he launches into this just verbal barrage against the Mexican players, saying that they don't deserve it, that they needed the U.S., that you should remember this for the rest of your lives, and basically calling them a national embarrassment.
Has that been a common response to Tuesday night's result, or was this guy off in the stratosphere by himself somewhere?
I think he does actually speak for a lot of Mexican fans who are just perplexed and embarrassed about the performance of their national team in World Cup qualifying. Mexico has only won 2 of their 10 qualifying games this year and never should have even been in this position for a team that just about a year and a half ago, a lot of people, including myself, were listing among the top 6 or 7 teams that could win the World Cup. And the wheels have fallen off south of the border. That said, I still think Mexico now is going to make it to the World Cup. They have to beat New Zealand in this playoff, which won't be as easy as some people are saying, but I think they can do it. And then there's a history of teams that really struggle to make the World Cup actually doing well once they get to the World Cup. So all is not lost for Mexico quite yet.
Going forward, Grant, how important is it for the U.S. to have won the last 2 qualifiers after they had already piled up enough points to guarantee that they would be competing in Brazil?
Well, I think in the big picture, it's sort of meaningless. And yet at the same time, I think that's something that's a real positive, you know, to get wins in their last 2 games, especially at Panama, which, you know, needed to beat the U.S. to have any chance of qualifying for the World Cup. And then for the U.S. players to score the goal late, I think is a, you know, a good sign that they're honest professionals, especially when their arch rival Mexico would have been eliminated.
Grant Wall covers soccer for Sports Illustrated. Grant, thank you very much for speaking with me. It's a pleasure as always.
Thanks, Bill.
Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico.